Hey, Shalina, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good as well. Yeah, it's kind of nice. We've got multiple shows, and all of them are back on regular scheduled programming now, so it's pretty cool.
Yay!
Yeah, good times.
And loads of great listeners as well. And if you have any feedback on our podcast, you can always send it to us in the comment box.
Yes, and you can also leave us a note in Apple Podcasts, for example. There are sites
give
like
us a
Podchaser.
Reviews.
Yeah,
yes.
That would be nice. Yeah.
That would be lovely. Yes. So if you are listening to us and you're thinking, hey, they're good, they give useful tips, and they're funny, occasionally funny, maybe funny, then leave a review.
Yeah, that would be nice indeed. But yeah, so we've been busy at MIA FM.
So today we're going to talk about memory boxes. Do you have a memory box?
No.
Why don't you have a memory box, Shrek?
I don't have a memory box per se. I have some things that I keep away that are, you know, long-term cherished items, but
yeah. So these are the things we're going to talk about today. So everybody has them.
You just don't know you have them.
Yeah, well, you don't, but some people do.
Oops. Yeah, okay, that's just me then. Maybe. Yeah.
But they're scattered around everywhere. So you don't have it in one. You have it in different places, right? So you have.
I mean, they're just in more than one box. I have some stuff that is in a closet and in a couple of boxes that I know I'm going to keep for longer. But
and do you label the boxes?
No, I used to. Okay. I don't anymore.
It's actually only
because it's a peculiar looking box that I found somewhere, and then I got two of those, so that's what I use. So now I know that the stuff in there is the stuff that I'm just keeping aside, and I don't need to look at often. But yeah, it's a very light blue with pink lines. I don't know, it's weird.
I have a label machine. I can label them for you if you want. So yeah, so we're going to talk about what you do with these things, because lots of people have these items of your life, and they are in different places. There's a lot of them, and you know, do you need all these keepsakes? Do you need all these memories?
Yeah, this kind of comes back to, you know, what we talked about in terms of like the Swedish duck cleaning as well, right? Like, it's also about like you're the one that understands the value of some of these things, and it's important to attach it, because you don't want someone who might come into declutter, for example, or otherwise, and discover it and think, oh, this doesn't look important. And
even if, you know, you put it in the box, then when somebody does look at it, eventually they'll go, actually, why have they kept this? It doesn't make sense. So that could happen, but at least it's your items that you kept. So what do you have in your memory box, Wayne?
Actually, it's very small things that I've kept just over time. There have been other things that I've gone back and discarded as well. Like sometimes I think it's a geeky thing, actually, but like I had like movie stubs of like movies that I really loved, and I just like hung on to it because it's like it's a memory, like this is when I saw this movie, random shit.
I have a funny story about that. I have two big scrapbooks with all the movie stubs of all the movies I've seen over since the first movie I ever saw, which was 101 Dalmatians.
Wow.
When I was a baby. I had, well, maybe a young girl, but I have all of them. So I have all the old stubs, and, you know, people could call it clutter, but it's very neat and organized. And I write who I saw the movie with. And if it's got faded a little bit, I've written down what the name of the movie. Or, you know, for a while in the UK, if you went to certain cinemas like Odeon, they wouldn't fit the whole title into the ticket stub. So then I would write the whole name of the movie. But now, because of electronic stuff, you don't get the stubs. So I have to go specifically go to the cinema kiosk and say, can you please print the ticket out for me? So my friends think I'm a bit crazy, but it's my thing. So, yeah. And a lot of people do that. But a lot of people keep the stubs, but then just throw them into a box. Whereas if you put it in a book that you can get, say, from like a shop like Paper Chase, you stick it in there, you can, and I go through it every so often. So every time I put in a new ticket stub, I'll look at the old ones and go, oh my God, look, I saw that movie, and I can't remember I saw that movie. And
yeah, I've got some, I think I also have some, a couple of photos and stuff, like back when photos were a thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have, I think in recent months gone and either scanned them in or taken a picture of it and like retained it as a digital copy as well. But then, you know, it was just a nice photo and kept it.
Letters as well. We used to write letters.
Yeah, I don't think I've retained any, though.
I kept all the love letters, the letters from friends, and cards as
well. That's another thing, too. So when I graduated, well, it's not the right word, but my high school only went till 10th grade, and then we had to shift to another school. Mm. And so most of us had been in that school for, like, all our lives and stuff. So we did, I actually took back then, you used to have these autograph books. Back then, like, that's how you got celebrities to sign things for you. It's not anymore.
I have that as well. I have a book with celebs autographs in it.
Right. I mean, now you just take selfies with them, right? Yeah. But I took one of those and I circulated among everybody. So I had everybody write notes and stuff. Like, my classmates have written notes and stuff, and I still have that. So that's another thing that's kept it there. I haven't digitized it or anything. It's just there. I mean, I've done it with the teachers and the kids. So, but it's a fun memory.
But people had T-shirts as well. They did that in certain schools. In our school, we had autograph books as well.
Actually, in the US, this is nice because they have yearbooks and stuff, right? That everybody gets one, and then everybody writes notes in each other's yearbook, and you keep it. But we didn't really have that kind of system back then. So
yeah, you had the autograph books.
Yeah, we just did. Yeah, we just.
Oh, we had quarterly newsletters books, and it had poems. So some of my poems were in there. So we've kept that. But of course mum would buy multiple copies of that, so we just keep one copy. And then there's holiday mementos. So only last week my mum and dad, I'm so proud of them, they did the attic. They cleared the whole attic up, got rid of 16 suitcases, got rid of loads and loads of stuff, forgot to do before and after pictures, so completely useless for declutter me considering what their daughter does, but that's beside the point. But they found stuff we'd got from Disney World. We went to Disney World twice and we still talk about it. But the first time we went, we bought quite a lot of stuff from the Disney World store, and they found some of the mementos, and we had kept it obviously because it meant so much to all of us. And I was like, no, you can't throw it away. You can't declutter it because it means still so much to us. But we had stupidly even put it into the attic for some reason. So now we brought it down and I said, put it into the box that we have for mementos like that.
So how do we go about this?
What I would suggest is go through the house and find all the bits and pieces that you find, you know, you have. So it might not be all in one day. Start getting like a basket or a box. And when you walk around your house, like you go to the bookshelves or you find boxes, like shoe boxes of stuff, go through it and start seeing what's in that box and what means a lot and what is just junk. Like their receipts, you know, you got bus ticket receipts from, you know, a European destination, but you can't even see where that destination was. You know, get rid of that, because obviously if you can't see it, what's the point of having it? So start getting rid of all the stubs, the receipts that are faded because it's so old, and keep the ones that you think actually that's a lot, it means a lot, it's a very special thing. Put that into this one box, and then once you've found everything you think for which has sentimental value for you that you want to keep, which whether it be tickets or photos or your first tooth or your child's first tooth, hair, certificates, trophies, clothes, like the clothes. Usually people want to keep the baby grow that the child wore when they were, you know, after they were born, they put the first outfit, you want to keep that. School reports, and then also your diaries. We used to write diaries, remember those days? So have a look at all of those things and put them into the box. And then if you have, say, a lot of photos, put that in a separate box because you want to separate them. And once you've got all your photos, then you can then deal with that in a separate manner and digitize them or put them into photo albums. So that's a good way to have it. And then label it so that people know that that's your memory box. And you can have various memory boxes or scrapbooks for all your stuff, or you can put it all together, but make sure it's marked. So as you said, for when people do go into your stuff, if you do pass away, they'll know that it's your memory box and it had sentimental value to it. If it gets too full, have a review of the stuff in there. Do you need all that stuff? Does it still have sentimental value to you? Do those love letters, should they still be with you, especially if you're married to somebody and they don't want to see those letters from, you know, your first love or whatever? So think about things like that.
Yes, that's actually what I was going to say as well. Like, I mean, the idea of going through the house and collecting everything then gives you a chance to actually go through that and declutter it using all of the stuff we've been saying, you know, over many episodes. Like you said about photos, but the same thing applies to a lot of things, clothing, photos, letters, documents, whatever. But if you don't collect them, then you don't have this chance to look at everything in one go and actually understand what's involved. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And what I do often with these sort of items, and I do that especially when I go back home to my parents' house and I review things and I review my memory boxes there every so often, is that I'll sit in front of the TV and watch, you know, go through all the stuff and see. And I did that for cards. I had a lot of cards that I'd been given over the years from people, from friends. And I sat there and I actually went, I don't even remember this person. I don't know why I have got this card. I ended up keeping only the cards from my parents and my brother and from very dear friends who are still friends of mine now. Everything else went because it was pointless. I have no emotional attachment to it anymore. And some of them, I was reading them, you know, they were just irritating me. So I thought, I don't want that. So it's a good way to declutter it. If it irritates you, you shouldn't be keeping it. Just give it away, shred it. You know, recycle it, throw it away. So that's what to do. So it's a good way to cull a lot of stuff that you just have lurking around in your house that you think is sentimental, but it's not.
Awesome. So I think that is a good starting point for dealing with your really, really older memories and all of that. Yeah. So as always, if you haven't subscribed to the show already, why haven't you? I mean, you know, you can find us in any podcast player. If you look for, just look for Declutter Me, that's DECLUTTR space ME. We're also in streaming apps like Angami and Spotify. So, you know, we're really wherever you want to listen to us.
Exactly. And just press follow.
Or call us out, I think, on Amazon Alexa as well, which is where you can also find us. But yeah, so that's it from us from this week. And if you want to reach Selena, where can people contact you?
They can contact on the Declutter Me website using the contact form or on social media. Just send me a private message and I'll respond as quickly as I can to you.
Well, that's it from us for this week and we'll be back next week.
Bye.